Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone. I am Michael Baptiste, your host today for today's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning Blog Talk Radio show. And today I'm being joined with my co-host, Nell McNeil. Nell, you on the call?
Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Nell. Now, we're here with the PWI Mastermind Group in our virtual studio with some, obviously, Nell McNeil and myself, a mastermind partner. And I know that everybody here is ready and excited to jump on the call. Now, we'd like to welcome all of you to our second call of the month. And we are so excited and energized, you know, this early Saturday morning to be on the air with all of you. So I invite you all to call in or to text or to email any one of your family members, any one of your friends. Let them know there's an awesome call going on this Saturday morning. And tell them we're on the air right now so they can join us on the, via the Internet, you know, by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or they can get join us by phone at 661-554-9219. Now, if you want to communicate with us while we're talking here on the call, you can also join us in the chat room online, or you can log on to your Facebook account. Now, I know everybody's got Facebook, so you can go on Facebook, check us out, log in. Make a comment on our Facebook page, you know, just to let us know that you're listening. And, you know, you can post your questions there as well. You know, we'll be looking to check and see, you know, what you guys comment about and what you guys are thinking about the show, and it will actually be responding to you as well. And we will be monitoring the page while on the call. So today in our discussion, we will be discussing Think and Grow Rich, and we will be recapping Chapter 5 on Specialized Knowledge. Now, before we get started, we'd like to tell, you know, our listeners a little bit about the International Mastermind Association. So, Danelle, would you like to give us a little details about the International Mastermind Association?
Of course, Michael. Thank you. The International Masterminders Association is an organization of accountability. It was our organization was founded by Ann McNeil. She is our original masterminder. She is the master builder, building stronger and better, and helping you build a healthier life in your mind and in your business and your personal life and professional life. International Masterminders is an organization that's made up by groups of masterminders, individuals who are of like mind and spirit, and we give one another permission to hold ourselves accountable in the different areas of our lives.
Well,
I've been masterminding for about, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years now, consistently and with purpose, and I'm very pleased to be part of the organization.
Great job. Thanks a lot, Danelle. Thanks a lot. Now, what I'll do for everybody, you know, I'll dive into a little bit about, you know, the areas that we actually mastermind in our lives. You know, one area is spiritual, another is family, another would be health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, and creativity. Now, one of the big things in our Mastermind Association that we focus on is our goals. And you must have goals and plans if you're going to succeed in any endeavor in life. I mean, that's just common sense. All successful people have plans, while failures never have plans. And this is a quote from Napoleon Hill. He said, "Education, knowledge, and influence is more powerful than any exchange for money." Wow. Very deep. Triggers a lot of thoughts in my mind. And, you know, and for more information about the International Masterminders Association, visit us on the web at www.internationalmasterminders.com, or you can join us on Facebook at the International Mastermind Association and follow us, like our page, you know, make sure you check us out, see everything we've got going on. If you want to say hi to the founder and president of the IMA Association, you can actually speak to Mrs. McNeil, the Master Building Mastermind. So I'm sure she's out there listening, with all of you. And, you know, hopefully she may join us at some point on this broadcast.
Good morning.
Right. Good morning, Ms. McNeil. How are you?
I am fabulous, of course. And again, this is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Stronger and Better Lives. And we want to thank your group again for coming on and sharing with our Blog Talk listeners all over the world and sharing with us your experiences as we discuss Chapter 3. So once again, thank you for calling to our listeners. And in advance, thank you for calling in and sharing your stories. We're talking to the listeners now. Please call in and share your stories, because as the people who listen in the future to this show, they want to hear from you. So when you do call in, please give your name and possibly how we can reach you. Thank you again. This is Ann McNeil signing off.
Thank you very much, Ms. McNeil, for such a wonderful introduction. And Ms. McNeil, I'd like to give the credit back to you. I'd like to say thank you to you as well, you know, for giving us the opportunity to jump on today's, you know, wonderful call and give our listeners a very interesting radio show this morning. So I would also like to say thank you as well. Now, today's discussion, we're going to be speaking about specialized knowledge. And, you know, one of the things I've always, you know, questioned is, what is specialized knowledge? You know, why do you need to specialize in a certain area of knowledge? I mean, don't we learn everything in school? I mean, the 12 years of education, the high school teachers, and the homework and the project, all of that, isn't that enough knowledge to get what I want in life? But, you know, when you open up the Think and Grow Rich book to get to this chapter on specialized knowledge, you realize that, you know, there's so much more to the information that you need in order to succeed. And so, you know, Danelle, I'd like to first off start off by asking you a question. And my question is, you know, what exactly is specialized knowledge to you? What exactly is that?
To me, specialized knowledge, thank you, Michael, is information, knowledge that you possess, you personally possess, in a specific area. You have an area of expertise that your knowledge is primarily based in or based on. That's the most simple term. I mean, that's the most simple definition that I can give of specialized knowledge.
Okay. Well, in terms of your life specifically, you know, with the specialized knowledge being the topic, you know, what areas do you have, like, specific knowledge about, you know, certain skills or tasks that you do on a daily basis that, you know, nobody else can do like you? What type of specialized knowledge do you have?
That's a really good question. The knowledge that I currently use on a daily basis is my teaching knowledge. I teach English as a second language, and that's the specialized knowledge. I mean, there are a lot of other people, of course, hundreds and thousands of people who have specialized knowledge in teaching English to non-native English speakers, but that's my specialized knowledge. And I'm also currently enrolled in a theological master's program, so theology seminary is another area, another specialized area for me that I intend to use, that I will use in the very near future.
Wow, you know what, I think that's awesome. I think that's awesome because, you know, learning about theories and, you know, all the other, I guess, philosophy areas, and I think that's actually really cool, something very interesting to be studied now. You said that you teach, you know, English as a second language. I'm sure that, you know, you were able to pick out and depict when people speak English improperly or incorrectly. You know, how does that play out in your everyday life? Like, how is it going about listening to people where their knowledge and their, you know, their English is not necessarily correct? Like, what type of thoughts trigger in your mind?
Well, having that type of specialized knowledge, of course, makes me more in tune to it when I hear it and also when I read it. So while I've always had an interest in English and grammar and writings, now that I have that specialized knowledge, it has made me, I could say, more valuable. That might not be the right word, but it's made me more marketable, definitely. And it has allowed me to expand in an area and a field that I enjoy, that I enjoy very much.
Okay.
Now, you're a student at Florida Memorial. What's your major?
My major is business administration.
Okay. And is there a specialized knowledge in business administration?
Well, business administration, since it's not really a focus major on something, for example, as business marketing or business finance or business management, this is not really targeted on those specific areas. It's really a general study of all the capacities that, you know, entails business, whether it be dealing with employees, managing employees, learning about leadership, learning about product diversification, multi-product strategy, learning about, the basic principles of finance and, you know, how to measure out a company's five-year, you know, growth predictions. So, you know, business administration, it's really a general study of all the aspects of business, not necessarily a specific study. However, I am, you know, planning to major in minor in finance. So with that minor, I'm going to actually have some more specialized knowledge in the area, in the arena of finance, you know, which will entail measuring out investments, being able to analyze the market, and having the knowledge to actually know what I'm talking about while I'm looking at the market. In addition to that, also, you know, knowing a lot about the loan process and, you know, different types of things like mortgage rates, auto car loans, you know, those type of areas.
Okay.
So,
Now, if you will, can you define specialized knowledge? I'd like to put a challenge out to our listeners after you define specialized knowledge for us as well, please.
Okay. All right, no problem. So specialized knowledge to me is basically, you know, specific knowledge, you know, precise knowledge that you have that's going to enable you to do, like, to perform a certain task or a certain skill that anybody else without that knowledge wouldn't be able to do. So, for example, let's take a look at a carpenter, right? So you got this carpenter, and what this carpenter does, you know, he puts wooden floors down in the house. You know, he grouts the tile floors. He puts up wallpaper, and he does all of these things that are in the house type jobs. Now, the carpenter, obviously, he had to go to maybe carpentry school, or he had to, you know, do it for a bunch of years to gain enough experience to kind of become a master at it. But if that carpenter were to go to school for, let's say, something like aviation, he would study aviation and then come out of pilot school and try to, you know, put down wooden floors, you know, he wouldn't do a very good job at it because the knowledge that he had, it's for him to become a pilot. You get the correlation I'm saying here? So specialized knowledge is really knowledge that's going to help you perform a certain skill or a certain trade, you know, better than anybody else. So, you know, it's actually pretty interesting you ask that. I can recall a pretty cool story. I remember back when I was getting ready to come into high school, I knew that I wanted to play sports, but I wasn't very coordinated. You know, I wasn't very athletic, and, you know, my footwork and my body, it just wasn't in sync. You know, I was this little skinny kid, and my mindset was I was thinking about playing video games and stuff. And so I really didn't know how to play sports. All I knew was how to run fast, I guess. And so, you know, I got on the football field, and I got out there, got my gear on, and first time I'm out there, you know, I'm like, oh, let's do it, I'm ready to go. And I just get waxed. I get ran over. And I didn't want to play football anymore because I'm like, yo, what's going on? Why are these guys hitting me so hard? But I didn't realize, you know, football, you have to know how to take hit. You have to know, you know, you have to ball your shoulders up. You have to know to drop your helmet to protect your body. And, you know, brace for impact every time you're getting ready to take a hit. And so because I didn't know this specialized knowledge about football, you know, every time I got hit or every time, you know, the quarterback said hike, I was completely clueless. I didn't know what to do. And so specialized knowledge just serves a purpose in every arena of your life, you know, whatever it is that you're into. Specialized knowledge is what's going to help propel you forward, you know, whatever area that is. So I would actually like to take a moment, you know, to go back to the book and look at a very interesting paragraph here about specialized knowledge. Now, we're here on page 76 and Think and Grow Rich. Now, this is the Think and Grow Rich version that makes all others obsolete. So this is the updated version if you guys have it. So an educated person is not necessarily one who has an abundance of general or specialized knowledge. To be truly educated is to have so developed the faculties of the mind, that one may acquire anything that one wishes or its equivalent without violating the rights of others. Henry Ford comes well within the meaning of this definition. So, you know, I want to hear, what are your thoughts on that statement, you know, specialized knowledge? What are your thoughts on that statement? Okay, let me, you know, just to run it back by you again. To be truly educated, to have so developed the faculties of the mind that one may acquire anything one wishes or its equivalent without violating the rights of others. You know, what, I just want to hear, get a little feedback on, you know, what do you think that comment means? What exactly does it mean to you?
I think that so long as your mind is open to learning something, I think a lot of times we shut ourselves off to the possibility of learning when we begin to proclaim that we don't like something or we're not interested in something, and there's the possibility and the window and the doors are always open to us to learn new things, to learn, to gain new information, and to do anything with that information so long as we're not infringing on the rights of others, so long as we're not causing harm to others.
Wow, that's a great, thank you, that's a very great answer. Thank you for your input, Janelle. Now, what I would like to do is for everyone on the call, you know, if we've got anybody with comments or questions, you know, now is the time. We're going to open up the line for a couple of our callers to jump on, you know, throw in their comments about what they think specialized knowledge is. You know, we definitely like you to share your stories about how specialized knowledge applies to your life. And so we've got a couple of callers with you. I'm actually going to open up the line. And hello, good morning, caller. Your line is open. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. Hello. Hello.
Yes. Hey, how you doing? Morning. I can barely hear. Hey, I can barely hear you. Hang on, let me turn my phone up. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well.
Awesome.
This is Rufus Curry, Jr.
Hello,
and, it's awesome to be able to wake up this morning and get in a little exercise and listen to some positive information as I go forward into my day.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you guys for providing that opportunity, Janelle and Mike. You know, we're talking about specialized knowledge. My mom, the language arts teacher, never used the word to define the word. So, but specifically, it's, you know, I heard Danelle retract, or she contracted from saying, using the word valuable in reference to herself. And yeah, it does actually. I mean, that's the perfect term. It makes you more valuable because that body of knowledge, which basically separates you from someone else. Mike, you used the analogy talking about the carpenter and how he would put floors down, build a house, or use wood to do whatever he does. It's the thing that sets him aside from the pilot in his particular world or field of focus. Because what we have is, it is what it is. And that's why this book and the ultimate concept of this book, which is talking about the mastermind process, is a powerful thing, because here we are having a conversation. My background is in the military. My background is in writing, communication, and I've been a teacher for 23 years. So I know that. But when I talked to your Miss McNeil earlier, and I told her that in the past 2 months I've been awarded a patent by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office for a device that I developed. I had an idea in 2010. I followed through on it, and I was awarded a patent in late May of 2012. Mm-hmm. So what I'm doing now is I'm working to take that concept from paper and my idea to the marketplace. So now what I have to do, which I pull from a simple idea that I had in my head, mm-hmm. a picture that I drew on a piece of paper, now I need to make it a tangible product. And I've done that with some in-home plastics and the whole nine yards. So now I need to go to an expert, someone who has specified knowledge. So today I'm going to there's a convention or a meeting of inventors in Deerfield, and I'll sit down with people who make things all the time, and I will be drawing from their body of specific knowledge of plastics, materials, individuals who've made things before, who've invented things before, who have taken things to the market. And that specified knowledge, even though I have an idea, you know, I've gone to the store and I purchased a yo-yo or a hula hoop or a frisbee. I don't know how to the gap between the idea and buying it at the marketplace. Now I'm trying to fill that up with specified knowledge that I need.
Right. That is awesome. Now, Ruth, let me ask you, what exactly the invention that, you know, popped out of your head that you actually, you know, allowed to become a reality, what exactly is it? If you don't mind sharing
that with us. The invention is a men's apparel device. And essentially what I've done is I have created a way for, especially for a well-dressed man, and even a woman could use it, is a way to take a pocket square. You know, when you get dressed, you wear pocket silk or whatever to match your ties or whatever like that. Well, the difficult thing about that is that if you've ever worn a pocket square, it's very difficult to control. You put it in your pocket, you walk around for a couple minutes, you look down, it's either dropped down in your pocket or it's coming out or what have you like that. So I just devised a piece of plastic that basically will control that. Once you put it in, you don't have to touch it again. You can go ahead confidently, looking sharp. It can be worn by men, women, boys or girls, whoever's wearing a blazer or a vest or jacket or what have you like that. And and just a simple idea, you know what I mean? And had a trademark office look at it, and they say, hey, that sounds like a good idea. We'll give you one on that. So, you know, just like that. This is something that we can all do. Also, if we're open to working with other people, and that you do for others, we talk about reciprocity. If you're willing to share and help other people, people are going to be eager and willing to share and help you also.
Absolutely.
Which specified now.
Absolutely. Wow, that is awesome. Good luck with your invention, Rufus. We thank you so much for sharing on this wonderful call this morning. Thank you very much. Now we go ahead, Danelle. Sorry.
No, I was just telling Rufus, thank you.
Okay, absolutely. We got one more caller in queue. Caller, we're going to allow you to jump on really quick and share any questions or comments that you have. So, caller, go right ahead. Your line is open. Okay. Well, if we got anybody on the call who'd like to share any of the questions or comments, please press 1. We'll open the line up and get you on the call so that way you can share. Now, I'd like to take a quick commercial break. Good morning, everyone. You are listening to the International Masterminds Association, and we are exploring the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminds. You can listen to this and other shows anytime on the web or join us live by calling into the show at 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking, just press 1, or you can also join us in the chat room, or you can log on through your Facebook account. Now, you know, here, this topic of specialized knowledge, I like to also bring out another very good example from the book. And bring out, here we go, the ISO section from the book. Now, before you can be sure of your ability to translate desire into its monetary equivalent, you will require specialized knowledge of the service, merchandise, or profession which you intend to offer in return for fortune. Perhaps you may need much more specialized knowledge than you have the ability or the inclination to acquire. And if this should be true, you may bridge your weakness through the aid of your mastermind group. Andrew Carnegie stated that he personally knew nothing about the technical end of the steel business. Moreover, he did not particularly care to know anything about it. It's pretty interesting, right? The specialized knowledge which he acquired for the manufacture and marketing of steel, he found available through the individual units of his mastermind group. It gets even better. Check this out. The accumulation of great fortunes calls for power, and power is acquired through highly organized and intelligently directed specialized knowledge. But that knowledge does not necessarily have to be in possession of the person who accumulates the fortune. Now, the preceding paragraph should give hope and encouragement to the person who has ambition enough to accumulate a fortune but does not have the necessary education to supply such specialized knowledge as may be required. People sometimes go through life suffering from inferiority complexes because they are not well-educated, quote-unquote. Yet the individual who can organize and direct a mastermind group of people who possesses knowledge useful in the accumulation of money is just as educated as anyone in the group. Now remember that. You suffer from a feeling of inferiority because of your schooling has been limited. Wow, that statement right there drives a deep point home with me. You know, basically says that the knowledge that is required to build that $1 million or that $1 billion company, or you know, to build that 6-figure-year income, you know, the knowledge. It's okay if you don't have the knowledge, but what's really important is that you have the ambition, the drive, the determination to go find that knowledge. I mean, you know, you can go to the public library. You know, you can go on the internet. You can go on Google. You know, you can call up. You know, if you have any mentors in your life, you can call up your mentor. You can ask them, you know, what they did to get to where they are. You can go on Google and type in, you know, any of your role models. Type in what did, for example, Oprah Winfrey, what did she do to become as successful as she is? Or go to the library and read up on our, you know, biographies of very successful people, and you see, you know, it all relates because all of these people, although they didn't start off with the knowledge or the money or, you know, all the resources initially, they eventually, over time, acquired that knowledge. And the knowledge that they acquired actually helped them build those companies. And it's really important.
Excuse me, Michael, I have a question for you.
Okay.
This is Janelle McNeil again. For those who may have general knowledge, how do you recommend, what are some of the ways that people can improve their specialized knowledge? Let's say someone doesn't have the financial resources to go to school or get a loan. What are some of the ways that they can gain specialized knowledge?
That's a very good question. One of the ways I know that someone can gain specialized knowledge, if they have a computer, access to the internet, you know, that's one resource that they have. Or, you know, even the library, that's another resource that they have. But for them, I suggest that they, you know, take a step back from everything that's going on in their life, you know, whether it's a job, you know, friends hanging out, family, whatever it is. They take a step back from all of that, you know, really just withdraw themselves and take some time, take some time to think about what it is that they really want. You know, if they really want to, you know, go into a real estate career, or, you know, if they want to eventually, you know, become like a nurse or a truck driver, whatever it is that they want to do, they need to take some time out. Sorry about that. So make sure everybody can hear me. They need to take some time out and really think about what they want, because what that's going to do is that's going to give them a path and an avenue to take, you know, in terms of acquiring that special knowledge. So if they step back and they say, you know what, I think that I really want to become an airplane pilot. Okay. That's good. That's a good start, because from there they know that they need to get their pilot's license. They need to learn what, you know, what flying a plane is about, what buttons they need to press, you know, while they're flying a plane in order to have successful safe flights and everything. So the person who doesn't have that education, who doesn't go to school, I say step back from everything that's going on in your current reality and really figure out what it is that you want to be, that you want to do with your life, and from there, you know, that'll basically be your start. You can actually begin to acquire the knowledge that you're going to need in order to work in that field or work in that capacity. So does that answer your question, Janelle?
Sort of.
Sort of, okay.
I wanted to know, let's say you have a person, again, who wants to, let's use your example, become an airplane pilot, and they can't go to pilot school, how can they, are there multiple ways for them to learn how to be an airplane pilot without maybe taking out a loan to go to pilot school?
Well,
good
yeah,
morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. This is Ann McNeil. I just wanted to chime in because I know we're waiting for Michael to also answer, but I just wanted to just suggest that another way to do that, Danelle, would be to have that person either form or get involved with a mastermind group and use the economies of scales of other people's minds to help them achieve that goal by helping them create some kind of action steps that they could do to actually obtain that license. So I just wanted to just chime in and say that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for your input, Ms. Neal. My suggestion is, there are different types of groups, kind of not necessarily the mastermind group like Ms. Neal just stated, but there are different types of groups and organizations that one can join. And these are public groups like the Tuskegee Airline group. I'm not sure the exact name, but they actually came to our school back in February of this year. And a few of the pilots there, they were African American pilots, and they gave us information about a group of pilots that they come together once every quarter in different places like South Florida, Las Vegas, Atlanta, and they meet at these different types of locations to just speak about what it takes to become an airplane pilot. And some of these guys, they're actually older gentlemen, some of them, and they actually offer scholarships and opportunity to help young people or people in general who want to become pilots. They give them the knowledge that they need. They'll give them some resources. And if they need further assistance in terms of financial assistance, they'll actually be willing to help them out as well. So, first you can go online, Google, airplane pilot groups that they can join. And, from there, they'll be able to get some information about what type of groups they can join. They can, call around, call a few different places. And those groups will be able to give them a lot more information to help them become a pilot.
Okay, so association.
Absolutely.
Association
is the way. Absolutely. Association
is the key.
You are welcome. Now, we all know that you're a secondary English teacher. You teach that for a secondary language. How is it that a person who doesn't speak any English, how is they can go about, getting the knowledge required to speak English and to learn how to speak English? How is that a person to do that?
That's an excellent question, Michael. Thank you. Because actually, some years ago, you could teach English to non-native English speakers, individuals whose primary language is not English. You could almost walk off the street and teach English. A lot of people travel abroad and teach English in other countries. However, now there is a requirement for a certification, which is a TEFL. The certification actually comes in many different, it's called by different names, but a TEFL, or Teaching English as a Foreign Language certification. So now a certification is required, and there are master's degrees also in the same thing. So by certification, which is definitely specialized knowledge, you have to study for it, you have to take an exam for it, and before actually teaching, you do have to, it's desired that you have teaching experience in TEFL.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for sharing, Janelle. And now what we'd like to do, we'd like to actually open up the lines for any callers who have some questions or comments on specialized knowledge And more specifically, you know, how is it that you can accumulate great fortunes or accumulate great goals and desires and dreams, you know, through the aid of specialized knowledge. So we'd like to open up the floor for questions and comments. And, you know, any caller, we do have a caller in queue right now. Caller, go ahead. Your line is open.
Yes, this is Sharon. This is Sharon Jackson. I've been listening to your call.
Good morning, Sharon.
So it's been very good, and I want to thank you for how well you've done. But one of the things that I wanted to share is, as a member of the International Mastermind, and in reading Think and Grow Rich, something that is very important is to not only surround your people, yourself with people that know what you want to know and do what you want to do, those mentors. Sometimes your mentors come in the form of books.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to a gentleman who was a mentor to me years ago, and he said, Sharon, if you read for just 20 minutes every day on your the thing that you want to become an expert in, you would become an expert in the field between six and 12 months. 20 minutes every day reading articles, reading books about your area of interest, you would become an expert. He says consistency, because no one does it. You will have read most of the materials. You would become far more knowledgeable than most of the people that you come in contact with. Now, naturally, I wouldn't want to fly in a plane with a person who's just read a book. But the rest of us that are planners, that are teachers, that are whatever else, that rule applies. So reading, and yes, it's important to go on the Internet, but we have also read that, you know, you can't read Wikipedia because it just talks about how people go in there and change the information that's in there. So you have to be very careful about what you read on the computer. But it's important for everyone to know that reading a book, whether it be on your iPad or in hard copy, is very important.
Mm-hmm.
20 minutes a day. Just setting aside that time that I've heard you all talk about, setting aside reading and delving and meditating on the area that you're interested in 6 months to a year, you can be the expert in your field. I just wanted to make sure, and I've seen people do it, and I've done it. So I just want to make sure that you knew that people do it. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Now, before we're not going to let you get away that easy, I do want to ask you one question. You know, you said, very, very interesting, 6 to 12 months reading, studying a specific topic will allow you to become an expert or a master in that certain area of your life. What is it that you've actually become an expert in, if you can share that with us, please?
Well, I'm going to tell you, what is interesting is that I've had to become an expert. Well, this is it. When I was in, I have been planning director of a town that, you know what, you had to, they had a zoning code and a comprehensive plan that was so bad, reading it and making sense of it was like wrestling an alligator. Okay, the thing would be pulling you underwater and wrestling you around, and you had to know how to swim, which meant I had to work in that book every day, reading it, rereading it, because the reason why I had to do it is because when a developer came in and I sat down with him, I had to be competent. I had to know that I knew that I knew that when that guy walked in with his architect, his engineer, his attorney, his land use attorney, I couldn't be fumbling around looking for information. I had to be able to say, in chapter 5, section such and such, that it says this. You may not do that, but let me tell you what you can do. You had to tell them not only what they couldn't do, but you had to tell them what they could do. You can't tell people no all the time without giving them solutions. So, yeah, in your field, in the field that I operated in for 20 years, I had to become an expert. It didn't matter how bad the resources that I had to understand how to use it. I had to be as good as those developers that walked in the door, and their attorneys that they sat down with. And, you know, that is important, and I hate to bring race into this all the time, but being a black woman or a black man, and naturally most of the developers that walk in the room are not such. They're majority race people. You had to know that you knew. So, yeah, I sat down with that zoning code. I sat down with that comprehensive plan to make sure that I understood how to read it, and because it was on me, it was part of my job, to not only know it, but to be able to interpret it. So people came to me and paid good money, interpret these documents. I couldn't be wrong. So anyway, that was it, and it worked out very well. And that is something that we all, whatever field that you go into, you need to be known as an expert. You know, you just need to be known as a person you can go to. So that's it. I mean, you just do what you need to do. And a lot of people don't do that. And that's the reason why, as masterminders and people that read Think and Grow Rich, we are supposed to be the ones that shine. Okay? We're the reason, and not hold information. We don't hold information. We share it because that is what we do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Sharon, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your wonderful insights. You definitely, I've actually learned something from what you just said, so thank you very much. I will be, definitely applying the principles that you said. You know, reading 20 minutes a day, it's not hard, folks. It's just, you know, taking the time out. I mean, we've got 24 hours in our day. 20 minutes out of that 24 hours, nothing. I mean, you really break it down and look at it. 20 minutes is absolutely nothing to become an expert in your field in 6 to 12 months. So that definitely got me excited. I'm looking forward to that. And now we'd like to take our second commercial break.
Wait, Michael, I'd like to also thank Sharon for that information and for anyone who is taking notes. So that's two ways. That's two ways of gaining specialized knowledge. We have Ann McNeil's contribution, which is to join a mastermind group, join the National Masterminders Association, by the way, but to join a group of individuals who can help you in your life's purpose and your definite major purpose. So we've got association as one way. And also delving into reading material. And I like challenges, as I mentioned earlier. So I'd like to put a challenge out to all TV readers to just for, let's say, 2 weeks. Okay, major TV readers, how about that? Just for 2 weeks to cut out one TV show, because when you really look at it, you don't get 30 minutes of your show. You really get, what, maybe 20 minutes of the show and another 10 minutes of commercials. But, yeah, I'd like to put out a challenge for everyone who loves television and can almost never see themselves without it to just take out one show a week. Did I say one show a week? No, one show a day based on Sharon's contribution. So thank you very much for that information. Okay, that's all.
Thank you, Danielle. Now, for more information about the International Masterminders Association, please visit us on the web at www.internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook at International Mastermind Association. Follow us by liking our page, write a comment about us on Facebook, post an update on your status that we're on the air right now, Blog Talk Radio, tweet about it. And the name of the book, again, is Think and Grow Rich, the original version. Restored and Revised by Napoleon Hill, and the ISBN number is 1.593300.200.2.
Michael, I'd like to thank you. I'd like to read something from page 79 in the Specialized Knowledge chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first full paragraph where Napoleon Hill states, if you complete pursuing additional information, if you contemplate pursuing additional formal education, first determine the purpose for which you want the knowledge you are seeking. Then learn where this particular sort of knowledge can be obtained from reliable sources. And I think we can definitely agree that most books, depending on who the writer is and their expertise, can be a reliable source. The next paragraph states, successful people in all callings, not most, not some, not the majority, but in all callings, never stop acquiring specialized knowledge related to their major purpose, business, or profession. I want to read that again. Successful people in all callings never stop acquiring specialized knowledge related to their major purpose, business, or profession. Those who are not successful usually make the mistake of believing that the knowledge acquiring period ends when one finishes school. And I just found this information really, really interesting, so much so that I noticed that I marked it in the book, and then I think I went back and made some additional markings. And I do believe that at one point I was one of those people that thought, well, once you learn something, then that's it, right? Well, it's not, because new information comes out. You know, information is revised. As a matter of fact, I don't know how many revisions this current book has had, but, you know, very specifically it states that this is the version of Think and Grow Rich that makes all others obsolete, the original version restored and revised. So it's worth mentioning that even the specialized knowledge that we gain, it has to be improved upon, which a lot of times is why certifications require continuing education, because
right.
it's ongoing. It goes on and on. So I just wanted to make mention of that it never stops. You know,
right.
Even once you graduate, even once you have the certification, even once you have the six-figure income, it never ends. You still have to continue with that, with developing your specialized knowledge.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, if I can just sprinkle in a few comments on that, you never really stop learning until the day you die. So every day is a learning process. Every day you need to be learning something new. It's really kind of a mandatory must, because you know the world, the economy, the society that we live in, it's changing and it's growing on a consistent day to day basis. And so for a person to not be learning and not be acquiring new specialized knowledge that's going to help them progress in life and move forward towards their goals or grow as an organization or grow as a person, you know, for example, if you're not acquiring specialized knowledge on a daily basis, you know, you're dying. You know, it's either you're growing or you're dying. So very good point. And then I just wanted to add that in. Now, I'd like to open the call up for a caller. We've had a caller she's been waiting for a really long time, so I'm going to open the call up for call your line is open. And we'd like to hear your comments, and, you know, if you got any stories you'd like to share about specialized knowledge, your line is open.
Good morning. How's everybody this morning?
Good morning.
Wonderful. This is Nefred. It's good to hear your voice, Danielle. I haven't talked to you in a while. It's always
thank
well.
You.
Yes, you all are doing a wonderful job. I just wanted to say that I really, really appreciate your professionalism and how you come across over the air. It really sounds really wonderful. Thank you so much for uplifting this show and taking us to another level. It really sounds wonderful, and the topic is unsurpassed. I'm very happy to hear this topic this morning. I did have a comment about specialized knowledge and about that chapter in Think and Grow Rich. There's really no chapter in Think and Grow Rich that is not on top of its game. But this chapter really helps you delve into what you really want to get into for your life and what's going to better your life for you. And what I found in reading this book on more than three or four occasions, when I get to that section, it really empowers me to take that extra step, because it gives you a step-by-step blueprint or recipe, if you will, on how to acquire the specialized knowledge that you need for for the things that you want to do. And I want to be mindful that there may be people listening to us for the very first time. So I want to make sure that we reach out to those first-time callers. And for those of us who are kind of experienced, some things may seem like second nature to us, maybe first nature to others. So I wanted to also say to them, to our listeners who may be new, is that one of the first things you must do before you even delve into specialized knowledge is to determine what do you want to specialize in. So we definitely want to talk about determining what do you really enjoy doing. Because a lot of us, we have jobs and hobbies and stuff that we do that may not be things that we really enjoy, but we were just following someone else or doing what somebody else was doing. But what you really need to do, what I learned from Anne a very long time ago, is what do you really want? And from that desire on its own, going back to chapter one on desire, then you put that with this chapter in reference to specialized knowledge, and then you begin to delve into the finding the information and all those. So because now you won't procrastinate because it's something that you enjoy doing. So remember, do what you like to do first, get the specialized knowledge on it, and the money will begin to follow. So sometimes, I know I'm guilty of it, go after things that bring me money first, but I don't necessarily enjoy doing what I'm doing to get the money, but it's a means to an end. So what you want to do is first really take the time. If you have a 9-to-5 and you may want to be looking at doing something else, take that time that you have while you do have a job and you're making money to pay those immediate bills to figure out what do I really want to do with my life, what do I really want to enjoy, so that you can take these chapters and really apply them to that thing that you want to do, because now you won't lose sight of it because it's something that you enjoy doing. You enjoy finding out the information, you enjoy reading the articles, you enjoy all the things that we talked about this morning will all work hand in hand because we're doing something that we really, really have been wanting to do all of our lives, and we're putting our energy into that. So I just wanted to throw that in parenthetically because I know that I have been a little guilty of that too, just doing stuff to try to make money and not really doing what I really want to do, knowing that the money will follow that, follow what I really enjoy. So thank you so much for allowing me to share today. I hope I made some sense. And again, Danielle, it was really good to hear from you and hear both of you. And Michael, again, wonderful, wonderful job on the show. Thank you also very much.
Thank you, Nicole, very much. It's good to hear from you. Good to hear from you. Also, you actually made a lot of good sense. You made great sense, and that's a very great point that you made, that the area of specialized knowledge that we – well, wait, Michael, do you have any questions for Nicole before she gets off the line and before I make a comment about that?
Oh, no. Nefreda, thank you very much. You did a wonderful job. We really appreciate your comments because you always, you know, you gave us some great insight. But, you know, I do have one question I'd like to ask you, Nefreda, if you don't mind sharing us with our callers. You know, what type of specialized knowledge do you have, and, like, what area of your life do you actually apply it to?
Oh, thank you for asking. Actually, I have two things that I'm doing now, but the third thing I just began to, and people been telling me for a long time, oh, write a book, but it just wasn't what I wanted to do. So therefore, I didn't put a lot of energy or time into it. So now that I have a little, I'm an empty nester, both of my girls have gone on. My oldest daughter graduated from college in 08. My youngest daughter just graduated from high school. So she's on her way to college. So now it's just, I'm an empty nester, and I'm taking care of my mom, which is an experience in and of itself. And because of that experience, writing and committing things to print has given me an out or a way to release a lot of feelings that I have about this process. And I'm understanding now that writing a book also has to be a desire in order for what you want to communicate to come out to your reader and for it to be interesting. So that is now happening for me. All the other years I just wasn't there, but now in my settled portion of my life I'm a little different. So I am very thankful that that is one thing that I am looking for specialized knowledge in. I'm going to classes that deal with publishing. Not that I'm going to publish my own book, but it's something to know about the area and the field. So I want to be as knowledgeable as I continue through the process as possible. So that's one of the main things. But my main thing I've been doing all my life that I've always enjoyed is communication. I work for Clear Channel Outdoor. I do the billboards that you see along I-95 and some of the other places. And I sell advertising as well as help people create their advertising. So that's one of the things that I have always had a passion for, always loved. And so that is really where my specialized knowledge kind of relies and lays right there.
Thank you. And I'm glad you mentioned that as well, because you actually made the point that I was going to mention earlier, in that even when everyone of God's creations are good at multiple things. I just do. I don't think that we're all great at any one thing in particular. I think that we all have several special talents, and the idea of writing a book was introduced to you at a time that you weren't quite ready for it, but you didn't, as my mother says, poo-poo it off. You know, you didn't completely dismiss it, but you saved the thought, you saved the idea for a later time, and I think that that's important also, because many people see things in us that we don't see, and we have to be in tune with God's infinite spirit to know when to move on something. And it's very easy to miss moving on something or being involved, getting involved with something too soon. So you didn't totally dismiss it. You just knew that was not the right time for you. So it is important, I believe, that it is important to know when to move forward on specialized knowledge or move forward on a burning goal or desire. Michael, can I talk about the mid-year?
Yes, go ahead, please. Do it quickly. We've got one caller that wants to share their comments real quickly. So,
sure.
Go ahead. Dive into the mid-year really quickly.
Oh, okay. The mid-year, our 2012 IMA mid-year conference will be at the Embassy Suites on Saturday, August 18th. It's usually from 8 a.m. until about maybe 3, but I definitely recommend that everyone, whether you know about masterminding, whether you have no knowledge at all about what masterminding is or the International Masterminders Association, that you join us on Saturday, August 18th, at the Embassy Suites in Boca. It is definitely, definitely a life-changing day conference.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Now we're going to open up the caller for we're going to open the line. I'm sorry, for one caller. Caller, you have just a little bit of under a minute to go and share any comments, questions. Your line is open. Go ahead.
I think that would be me. Hey, how you doing? I've just been hanging on. I'm just enjoying the conversation. This is Rufus Curry Jr. again. You know, what I'd like to do also offer is, and I heard what the young lady said about sharing. We don't hold on to information because we serve a creator who is not steeped in lack. You know what I'm saying? So you're never going to run out of information. Even if all of us want to do the same thing, no two of us are exactly alike. So we're unique in that. So, but when we were talking about the specialized knowledge and information and then willing to share, and Danelle, you hit on something about turning off that TV and giving yourself a chance. The thing that I tell my daughter is, and my son, is to say, look, the people that you're sitting there looking at on TV, they're getting paid right now. And not that I'm against entertainment. I do TV commercials in the whole nine yards. I get that. But the thing is that, you know, you're clear about your desire and what you want to do. You need to search out what it is that you want to do, because a lot of times, you know, people who we revere or people who we respect, we're open to the things that they say and they suggest. And so they say things a lot of times, especially when we're young, that will steer us in directions that sometimes we find ourselves in a place that we say, wow, how did I get here? I never really wanted to do this, but I'm here and I hate it. You know, I was reading 48 days to the job you love, and the gentleman was talking about it. He was very successful. Dentist, and he was saying how the dentist was, when he came into counseling, the dentist was a heroin addict, and he was saying, when you're a very successful dentist, how that you became a heroin addict, and he said that being a dentist was my parents' dream. It was never my dream.
Right.
And, you know, and so even in a space where he was unsuccessful, he had no passion, he was making a lot of money, and which goes along with my theory. We look at this. I'm a soldier in the United States Army 27-plus years, and
right.
I look at the stress and strife around the world, and it is my theory that the reason that we have as much stress and strife is because most of us are out of place. We are where we should not be. We're doing things that we should not be engaged in, and we're just basically surviving from day to day. Now, and just because you can do something does not mean that that's your thing to do. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, I love riding bicycles, and my man Lance Armstrong and all that right there. But I'm not about to go over there and get down in the Tour de France. Not today. You know what I mean? That's not my calling right there. And you have to be clear with that. So with that, to thine own self be true, William Shakespeare. And know thyself, which is another African proverb. When we're clear about that, and you have that desire, and you nurture that desire, I'm going to tell you, there's nothing that you can do to stop the body of knowledge and the assistance that you need from coming into your space. And a friend of mine said that he says, Rufus, look, and I quoted him in my second book, he said, people in the world will tell you that nobody's going to help you. He said, that's not true. He says, all you have to do is start, and people will be coming out of the woodwork who are waiting to help you do whatever it is that you're trying to do.
Absolutely.
And I have found that to be true. I mean, that's why I'm on this call having this conversation. That's how I met Ann McNeil, you know, Danelle and everybody else, and Beatrice Lewis Saint and Angela M. Williams, who are my mastermind partners. That's when I manifested desire. I used to sit in Ann's front yard by myself because I had tried to start this men's mastermind group, and nobody would show up. So I would go to Ann's front yard and sit down, and I would read for an hour.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. We used to pull up and find him in the driveway.
And I called Ann, and I said, ain't nobody coming out here with me. And he said, call Angela and Beatrice. And I was like the lady on the Color Purple, but I don't know them, you know. And I called them, and let me tell you something. Those two sisters right there, my mastermind partners, have poured into my life immensely. Guidance, direction, specialized knowledge, encouragement, holding me to the looking at my goals. Said you do that last week. What's your next move? What's your next move? What's your next move? Are offering assistance and connect and you know that. I mean that it was really an awesome thing. So if the desire is truly there, and you honor the desire, oh, it's gonna happen.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
going to happen.
Absolutely.
It's
going
to happen, and you have to be clear about it. I mean, when we talk about people pouring into your lives, if you go to my website, it's RufusCurryJr.com, RufusCurryJr.com, the only Rufus Jr. you'll ever meet. What my eighth grade teacher said about me, you know, she said, you'll never be anything, you'll never amount to anything, you'll never graduate from high school, you'll never go to college. And I'm giving you the clean version of what she told me. When the other young lady spoke about ethnicity and race and what have you playing into it, and I was in the classroom, I was the only one like me in the classroom. I was standing up in the middle of a circle of others who did not look like me, and she laid down this edict upon my life, and it had effects that rippled into my future. But I honored the desire, and the thing that helped me out of this hole were the prayers of my grandmother. My dad died when I was young. My mother never remarried. And my desire to read. You will never find me without a book, magazine, tutorial, or something in my hand. You know, and to quote Seeley, you know, I may be black, I may even be ugly, but I'm here. And the fact that I'm here, and I know that before I was in my mother's womb, there was a conscious decision to make Rufus. I have the right to become everything that he said I can do and have. So, and I need to be linked with people who understand that and support that also.
Absolutely. Wow.
Good morning. Can I just jump in here for 1 second? This is Ann McNeil, and I tell you, I am literally sitting on pins and needles, and I want to encourage all of the listeners to please join Rufus Curry Jr., Angela Williams, and Beatrice Lewis Saint next month as they host the Blog Talk Radio Show, because Danelle and her group has set the bar, Rufus, so high. I just texted her to let her know that her group has gotten the highest downloads ever of all of the groups, and this has just been so amazing and wonderful. Everything you're saying, I'm literally sitting here so very, very excited. So I just had to jump in and say that. Also, I have a very good friend who's listening in, and I know she is going to be very happy I'm saying this. I'm saying this facetiously. But, Lori Greer, if you are still on the line, would you please press 1 on your phone to chime in into this conversation? Thank you, Danelle, and thank you, Michael, and a special thank you to Rufus for calling in and sharing his wonderful story. Thanks.
Yeah, definitely. All truth. Truth.
Absolutely. Rufus, that was a, you know, wonderful story. That actually touched me, you know, just hearing how, you know, you were told such horrible things as a little kid, man. That's tough, you know, to be that young and have the teacher, the person you look up to, the person that's giving you the knowledge that you need to go out there into the world and become a force, you know, and the momentum and the wave to just do anything that you want. That, you know, that person puts you, putting you down. And, you know, for you to be the person who you are today, you know, I definitely commend you for that. I do respect you for that because it's definitely a tough challenge in today's society, you know, to overcome any type of difficulties like that. So, Rufus, thank you very much for sharing. We do appreciate that. Now, we'd like to open up the call.
I know Miss Laura is coming on, but I just want to tell you, Rufus, thank you so very much for adding that, and I can definitely attest to Rufus sitting in the driveway as we would come home sometimes and have to call my mother, there is a strange man sitting in the driveway, who is he, if she didn't call us first to warn us that there was someone there waiting. And I so very much respect highly, highly, highly the members of Rufus's group, Miss Angela M. Williams, and Miss Beatrice and Rufus, and I'm so grateful to have Michael as my mastermind partner, and I just want to let the world know that he's a really, really great mastermind partner and an even better Blog Talk host. And so just as my mother has stated that we've set the bar for this show, Rufus, Miss Angela, and Beatrice, to me, have set the bar and set the bar, continue to set the bar for mastermind groups. So, again, please join us on August 18th at the Embassy Suites in Boca. And now we can have Miss Laura.
Absolutely. But she was being modest. We did set the bar, guys. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Okay, we'd like to open up the line. Miss Laura, if you
are on the call. We please welcome you on the call. Your line is open.
Hey. Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Yes, loud and clear.
You're welcome. Oh, yes. Okay, good morning. Well, I have really been enjoying the topic of today's specialized knowledge. I've been listening since 8 o'clock. Some very good comments, very informative. And as I'm looking through this book, I see what these chapters all marked up. And one thing, as I've been listening this morning, a scripture came to mind in regards to knowledge, and where it says, First Corinthians chapter 8, where it says that knowledge puffs up, but the Spirit gives life. And so that Spirit that we have that lives within us, it gives us the life to take our specialized knowledge and get it and define it, so that we can really do just as what you all have been talking about this morning, help each other. And I know that Anne has been a great asset to me in regards to that, because with this being a political year and everything that's happening, and in my area of insurance, where in past years it was been quite general, but now it is so specialized because of the fact that I deal a lot with the elderly, and also with people in just making decisions to alleviate stress in their lives at time of need. But the specialized part for me come in this morning because just the last two weeks I've sat with so many people that asking me about the impact that the Obama health care is going to have on their lives. And so now it's me, what do I have to do with my knowledge and go and define it even more so and read more of those 193 pages. So as I sit with people, I can help them. I can become that specialist to them that they need, because what, there's so much fear there. So that's why when the word says that knowledge puffs us up, it puffs up. Why? Because it's just like a balloon. If you fill a balloon up with air and keep blowing and blowing, after a while it's going to do what? It's going to pop. It's going to burst. But when we take that knowledge and really define it, what are we going to do? We are going to help people. And that's what Napoleon Hill was all about. He took his spiritual knowledge and he defined it, and he helped endless numbers of people. So I really enjoyed this topic this morning. Ann had sent me a text, and, you know, it's just really great. It's really great. And I think I heard Danelle say something about that. I'm not going to quote it, but just to paraphrase, that we have many skills, and none of us have just one particular thing that we all do so well or do perfectly. But one thing about it is that there are no two Danelles, there are no two Lauras, there's no two Anne. And there is something that God has placed within each of us. We may not know what it is, but that we can do it better than anyone else. Other people can do it, but God has given us all one area of specialized knowledge, but we have to get in him, and so he can truly define that. And that's my comment in regards to specialized knowledge.
Right. Thank you very much for sharing. That was a very, very interesting subject. Now, you know, when we speak about specialized knowledge, and you speak about, you know, the insurance and everything like that, what specific area of insurance and what specific specialized knowledge do you have that allows you to perform so well, you know, at what you do?
Okay, the area that was number one is based on my background knowledge. I've been in the industry, my goodness, since 1980, and my specialty was a claims adjuster. Okay, so I acquired that, of course, by not from the school, because that's not what I majored in, but from LJ on the job training and just helping people. That was then resolving conflict, resolving claims. But now what allows me to help people, as I sit with them and listen to them, do their needs assessment, okay? When I do a needs assessment on every person that I sit in front of, and my knowledge of my products, okay, helps me to know what area to zero in on and make the needed recommendation to bring about the desired result that they're looking for. And many times, believe it or not, people, they have a surface idea, but in depth, they don't really know what they truly want. But once I get through with doing that need assessment on them and pointing out different areas, getting into their quote-unquote worry box and bringing out those things that's really affecting them, and for long-term and for future, I help them to see what best product will bring about that resolution. Does that answer your question, what you're asking me?
Oh, yes, it absolutely does.
Okay, good.
Good. thank you very much. We definitely appreciate you taking the time to jump on the call today. We do appreciate your
comments. Thank you, yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, it was very,
definitely.
Very
good. Do we have any other callers, Michael? No? Okay, I'd just like to recap, if I may, some points that we've gone over. Okay, for anyone who is new on the call or anyone who is new to masterminding, new to Think and Grow Rich, we're talking about specialized knowledge in the Think and Grow Rich book, and there are two kinds of knowledge. One is general, and the other is specialized. Now, general knowledge, and this is based on the book, general knowledge, no matter how great in quantity or variety it may be, is of but little use in accumulation of money. So again, as we've talked about in weeks past, that this book, Think and Grow Rich, and the steps to riches and the statements and the points, it's not only about the accumulation of money, but if we're all honest with ourselves and one another, that is one of many goals, is to accumulate more money. So we're talking about this week's specialized knowledge as opposed to general knowledge. And we all start off with general knowledge, but if you're serious about increasing your wealth and increasing your financial, improving your financial status, this week we're listening and talking about and reading where Napoleon Hill tells us, instructs us, that specialized knowledge is where it is. So if you have general knowledge, turn off the TV at least for one TV show length a day. I promise you, at the end of 2 weeks, you won't miss it. Turn it back on, the storyline will pretty much still be where it was 2 weeks prior. Turn off the TV. Read about the area that you're interested in. Read about the area that you want to possibly have your wealth accumulated from. As Ann McNeil said, join a mastermind group. Join us on August 18th, Saturday. Hang out with us for the day. Meet all types of people that will definitely engage you in areas that either you want to go or you've never thought about going. So read a book, join an organization, associate yourself with people who can help you to get where you need and want to go. No man is an island. Specialized knowledge is organized and intelligently directed through practical plans of action. Its definite end is the accumulation of money. So again, write down where you are now. Write down what your general knowledge is. Write down where you want to go. Write down what your specialized knowledge is and could possibly be. List at least three areas in which you possess specialized knowledge or would like to possess specialized knowledge. I have another question or challenge for you. Are there any areas that in which, with little effort, your areas of general knowledge might be moved toward becoming more specialized knowledge? Is there any area that you can go from general knowledge to having specialized, specific knowledge? What are they, and how might you help transform them into specialized knowledge areas? And then another question, select one of the three areas that you listed previously, and through brainstorming with yourself, or better yet, with a group of like-minded and like-spirited individuals, come up with as many ideas as possible of how you can use the specialized knowledge to advance yourself toward your financial, your social, your spiritual, your relationship, family goals. So I just wanted to go through those points, go through those notes, and and give that bit of information. Can we open up the line, Mike, for anyone that's available?
Yeah, I think Ms. Ann McNeil wanted to get on and say anything. Ms. McNeil, are you on the call still? Okay, I guess McNeil should wait for a second. Okay,
Michael, I'm sorry, I'm here. I was actually on mute. Thank you so very much for that, Danelle. This has been a wonderful show, but I wanted to just read something from Charlie Tremendous Jones, who was actually a friend of Napoleon Hill. And if it's okay, Michael, if I can read this. I'll take that as a yes. Silence is consent. Thank you. Charlie Tremendous Jones said in his book, Life is Tremendous, that you will be the same in 5 years from now as you are today, except for two things. The books you read and the people you meet. And for just a moment, just imagine if you were to personalize this statement and repeat it aloud. I will be the same in 5 years except for two things, the books that I read and the people that I meet. And my question to all of us is, how do you grow and overcome challenges in your life? And the books you read and the people you meet. The next area, I want to go on to just read a quote here that says that the next area in our life of living an educational balance. In your journey of life, educational balance is required for harmony in your life. Do you know anyone who is educationally out of balance? They either have too much or too little. The person who has too much has become so obsessed with gaining knowledge that he has become an educated fool. Oftentimes, people can become so obsessed in their educational knowledge or so technical in their thinking that they forget how to apply their knowledge in practical situations and never find a way to use that knowledge to benefit themselves, their family, or others. These same people oftentimes have so many diplomas, degrees, or certificates that they could literally plaster a wall. Yet at the same time, they are financially starving to death. Therefore, knowledge without application is useless.
Right.
This education does not guarantee success. Only the application of that education would do that. And that really is from Napoleon Hill's whole focus in terms of when you think about specialized knowledge and general knowledge, we also want to have balance in that educational pursuit so that whatever it is that we're learning, we also apply it. And so on behalf of the International Mastermind Association, I really want to thank everybody that called in because I think we're all beginning to see the value of masterminding every page of this book as we cross-mastermind with each other through this Blog Talk Radio show. So I have been so encouraged and so inspired and so motivated to, you know, do some self-introspecting in terms of my own specialized knowledge because I personally can be all over the place. But God has called each and every one of us who are on this call and who may at some point in the future download this show for such a time as this to do some personal introspecting of your own life and think about your financial situation and how does your specialized knowledge relate to how your finances are. And with that, I am tuning off and out and just saying thank you and everybody have a blessed day. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, that wow, that comment that really hit home because it's so true. About man, you're gonna be the same person you are today. 5 years from now, except for the books you read and people that you meet. Very powerful statement. Thank you, Ms. McNeil. You know, so it's been a wonderful call, right? Everybody, this has been a terrific call this morning. Me, myself, as the host, I can say I've been learning a lot from everybody who's been coming in and sharing their stories. It's wonderful to hear about, you know, different walks of life and how everyone's experiences, they kind of relate to your experience because you've been through something that they've gone through just in a different setting and a different scenery. So thank you. Thank you, everyone, for who's been on the call, sharing their comments. And even if you didn't get a chance to share your comments, I do thank you for joining the call because hopefully you got something out of this as well. So I'd like to go to a quick commercial break. And let everybody know that you are listening to the IMA, and we are exploring the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill every single Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. And you can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web or join us live by calling into the show at 661-554-9219. Now, if you want to communicate with us while we're talking here, just press 1 so you can join us in the chat room, or you can log on to your Facebook account. Now, everybody here who does have a Facebook account, you got a Twitter account, you know, you got a Tumblr, you know, you got Instagram, Google+, whatever you have, make sure you share this you know, tomorrow, this morning's discussion, this morning's Blog Talk Radio show. This has been very interesting, and you know, it's important that we share this information. We can't just hold it for ourselves. That's us being selfish. You know, share this information. Share it. Get it out to the world. Promote it to all your friends. Tell all your friends to start listening in. I guarantee you, not only will it help you, but it's also going to help your friends, because your friends are going to get the knowledge and, you know, that positive input into the brain. It's going to be beneficial for them. So, you know, share this with everybody you know. And, you know, this has been great. Before we do get off of the call, I'd like to get right back into Chapter 4, Specialized Knowledge.
I'd like to I'd like to also just add that knowledge is only potential power. Okay, that's something for us to remember. Knowledge is only potential power.
Absolutely.
It becomes power only when and if it is organized into definite plans of action and directed to a definite end. So if you're sitting on a bunch of knowledge, then, and you're not using it for anything in particular, especially as it relates to helping yourself or helping others, of course, not to the detriment of others, then your knowledge is not being used. So I just want to make sure that we all move forward with that bit of information, that knowledge, that knowledge, just knowledge itself is not necessarily power, but knowledge in action is real power. Okay, you can continue. I just wanted to add that. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, you're right. You're right. It's only potential power. Before we you know, wrap it up, I want to share a quick story. Several months ago, I began on a journey into personal development to try to develop myself into the person that I see myself being. You know, the educated business owner. And everything. And so recently what I did, I started watching and listening to some audios. One of them was by a guy named Tony Robbins. And Tony Robbins, you know, he said, one of the things that he does is he uses incantations. And incantations basically is where you use your body and you also, you know, throw a statement out there to the universe. Not only do you declare a statement, but you use your body. So you embody what you say. So it's, you know, twice as powerful. So I started using an incantation where I began to say, God's wealth circulates into my life. God's wealth flows into my life. You know, all of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. And with God is everything, and I am one with God. And, you know, I use my hands, I punch, you know, I throw my hands in the air, and I'm screaming, I'm happy, I'm yeah, and everything. And I'm picturing the abundance coming into my life. So the other day, I'm coming home from the gym, and, you know, I'm wanting a mango. I'm like, man, I really want a mango right now, right? And, you know, I repeat the incantation to myself. People look at me like, this guy's crazy. But, you know, I repeat it, I scream it out, I'm like, I want a mango, you know? And I see a mango tree. So I stop, I go, get out, and I go to the guy's tree, and I'm like, nah, I shouldn't take it. Let me go ask him. So I knock on the door, ask the guy for a mango. He says, come on in. I'm like, okay. So this is, you know, a little old guy, a little old man, and he brings me in the house, and he takes me to his kitchen, and he has a bucket of mangoes. And he takes out a bag, he gives me the bag, and he pours a bucket of mangoes.
But you missed the part where you
ask him. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I knocked on the door and I asked him, I said, excuse me, sir, you know, I'm really hungry. I just got it working out. You know, I want a mango. So he invites me in and takes me to the kitchen, pours a bucket of mangoes in a bag for me. And I'm just shocked because, you know, I just started using this incantation. And out of nowhere, you know, an avalanche of abundance poured into my life. And so I just wanted to share that with everybody. Absolutely. And not only that, but as I was about to leave this guy's house, he turns me around and says, listen, come on, I got more mangoes. And he grabs another bag and he pours a bucket of mangoes, another bucket of mangoes. And he pours another bowl of mangoes. So now I got a bag so big I can't even grab it with one bag. We had a double bag. That's how many mangoes in there. It was incredible. So I leave with almost hundreds of mangoes, and I just asked for one. Powerful, very powerful. So, incantations, everybody. Do your research, Tony Robbins. He's fantastic. Take a look at him. And, you know, yeah, absolutely. So, thank you, everyone, for joining this call. We do appreciate everyone for being on this call.
Don't forget, August 18th, Saturday, Embassy Suites, Boca Raton, International Masterminders Association Mid-Year Conference. Come in, come over, join us, meet Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, building stronger, healthier, better, more engaging lives. Meet Angela M. Williams, Rufus Curry, Beatrice Louis Saint, Michael Baptiste, and all of the other international masterminders. We guarantee, yes, I did say that, we guarantee that your life will be changed with this association, through this association.
Boom. Like a little explosion at the end. Absolutely. Please join us, everybody. Thank you very much for being on the call. Everyone, have a terrific, blessed Saturday morning. And please join us again next week, Saturday.
Can we finish up with specialized knowledge next week? Because we're actually not finished.
Yeah. Let's finish up next week because I got some. Yeah, I got some stuff that's gonna blow everybody's mind. But we'll save that for you guys for next week. So tune in next week, guys, and we will absolutely blow your mind with next week's conversation.
Call in and join us, and invite others. Talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.